and the happiest of all Mondays, at least to those Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's missed you a lot. He was ready on Friday earlier on in the week. He was a little sketch. I don't know. I think he was a little nervous.
Took a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
I still love him very much, though.
I love it.
See, I love you too.
Here we are on this Monday, 23rd day of the third month of 2026. 82 in, 283 left to go. 9 days until April Fool's Day. Just fair warning. Yeah. We'll just go ahead and say now, week and a half less than that out, we do not pull pranks on this show. That is reserved simply for upper management only.
Mm-hmm. And W.
And they're warned.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
13 days left until Easter, 2 weeks from yesterday.
Can I get an amen?
Today is otherwise known as National Puppy Day.
Ah, yes.
Aww.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'll take them all.
It is also National Cuddly Kitten Day. So
you'll take them all.
Mm-hmm. Just do it all. National Chip and Dip Day.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah.
Because it's a good day. Open.
We needed this on a Monday.
My hairdresser, Christina, made this like corn elote something dip. It was phenomenal. And I said, how do you make this? And she said, I have no idea. I just kind of threw things together. And this is how you used to do it. All right. Mm-hmm.
Does she serve that to you while you're getting your hair did?
Well, yeah, she did, but now she's going away.
End up with cornrows?
Oh.
Boom.
Unfortunate. That was unfortunate. It is Melba Toast Day, which is not the best of the toasts.
It's no banana bread.
And World, I think that says Optometry Day.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Hold on. I need to get my readers. You don't have your readers yet. It's coming soon, my friend.
It is probably past due, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's all fun and games until you're looking for your readers and they're already on your head.
You try to make excuses, though. It's like, my eyes are only bad when I'm tired.
Yeah, they're dry.
So it turns out I'm tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny. On this date in history, things happened. 1912, the Dixie Cup was invented. Before that, we just drank with our hands, I guess, or out of the hose.
Yeah.
1972, Evel Knievel breaks 93 bones after successfully jumping 35 cars. That was a successful attempt, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember him doing all the jumps when I was a little kid.
Mm-mm. On this date, 1982, in TV history, Joni Loves Chachi premieres on ABC.
Oh, remember their wedding?
I never watched it.
It was a big deal.
I have a pretty good non-Scott Baio streak going in my history. I'm going to keep it going.
I do love some Scott. I
think it's safe. 1985, Billy Joel marries Christie Brinkley.
They're so in love.
For 10 years they were. On this date, 1987, The Bold and the Beautiful premieres.
Things were never the same. Were they, Drake?
Or were they? I don't think that's the music for it. On this date in 1990, Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, Richard Gere comes out in theaters.
That was 36 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was on this date, though. Moment. It's always a threat to play it. 1992, on this date, released into the wild, Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart.
Ooh.
You still got it.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah,
we talked about him last week. Miley said she was never a crazy child star because her dad's dressing room was right next door.
Hate that I missed that.
I'm sorry. Aww. I know.
On this date in 94, Wayne Gretzky, the great one, breaks Gordie Howe's record. 802nd goal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Stars just clinched last night. 1998, Titanic wins 11 Oscars. It ties Ben-Hur for the most Academy Awards ever.
And Leonardo DiCaprio was so proud.
Back when we actually watched the movies that the Oscars would give awards to. back in the day. Speaking of Oscar winners, 2011 on this date, we lost Elizabeth Taylor. It was on this date 4 years ago, 252 set a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed in lion costumes.
Oh,
wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't it great? Happy birthday to Dallas Maverick. Kyrie Irving is 34 today.
That's the basketball.
That's correct.
Not the Stars.
They are not clinching a playoff spot this year.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Building for next year. A couple of country singers. Cool guy. Great voice. Brett Eldridge is 40 today. Sorry, Brett. And another Brett. Brett Young is 45. Neither of them are 70.
Do not need any readers.
It's
no
way. It's optometry day, it turns out.
Hello?
Thank you.
Representative?
Very much. Yeah. Paris Hilton, the online blogger, is 48.
Isn't she a club DJ in her spare time?
Thank you. Good night.
Carrie Russell is 50. Jason Kidd, Maverick coach and great, 53 today. John Wayne Bobbitt is 59 today.
He just doesn't leave get it alone.
Actor Richard Grieco, 61. Chaka Khan is 73. And we give a beautiful happy 70th birthday today. He's not 70. But he's listening, no doubt. Barbecue James.
What?
Got a birthday today. Happy birthday, Barbecue.
What?
There you go.